Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, July 19, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How you doing this fine Monday?
Oh, just fine. Might want to back off your mic a little bit.
Uh-oh. All right, Todd, turn me down a little bit. I'm blowing the eardrums out.
Yep.
Okay. Does that sound better now? Is that better?
No. No, it sounds funny.
Nope. I sound funny.
There you go.
Gee. Okay.
There
we'll
you go.
We'll get it figured out, folks. This is live radio. Stay with us by an hour, and we'll have it all figured out.
Yeah, well... Well, I couldn't listen to you the way it was. We got it working now. So great. So, yeah, pretty active today in the markets today. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. We do have Greg Hunter joining us. He's heading back to the office. He called me at the last minute and says, I can be on. He was originally scheduled for Friday. And so he called and he says, I want to be on the program today. He says, I should be back in the office soon. I said, how about at the 20-minute break? And so we're going to hook up with Mr. Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com, here in a little bit, 20 minutes from now. So let's go ahead and get started with the markets, because there's a lot to talk about, and I know he wants to make a lot of comments on it also. You have gold, a little pressure on gold, but that's okay. Today is a big knee-jerk reaction type of a day. So gold's down about a buck at 1812. Silver was down 54 cents at $25.21. Platinum was down 31 at 1,074, and palladium was down 38 at 2,674. Now, we did have a stronger dollar, 0.15, at 92.85. Crude oil got hammered today, down $5.74 at 66.07, and that's with an agreement between the powers to be over there in OPEC, and everybody was plotting that agreement and so forth. But, you know, they just do all this stuff. It's just a joke anymore. And let's get to the financial markets, though. That's where a lot of the big news is. Although the Dow did come back, it was down as much as over 900 points. It has come back down 725, 33,962. The S&P... down 68 at 4,258. The NASDAQ was down 152, just a little over 1%, 14,274. The Dow was down just a little over 2%, and the S&P was down about 1.5%. Europe was hit big overnight. Everything was down 2.5%+. And Asia was also hit big overnight. Wasn't as bad. It was more along the lines of our markets, just down. The Nikkei was down 1.25%. Shanghai, just fractionally. Hang Seng was down almost 2%. But the big news today is the 10-year yield. How about 1.195%? And that is off the low of the day. So the yield got... hammered today, and it shows that you have these things. There's a lot of fears about a slowing economy, and you have most of it. They're talking about this new COVID wave, the Delta variant, concerns that it's going to be dropping the economies, and the economies were already dropping. At one point, we did see the 10-year Treasury yield fall to a new five-month low of 1.177%. And so you have these concerns coming together, concerns about market technicals and concerns about growth. And so, you know, they're talking about the rebounding cases in the U.S. this month. And the CBOE, the volatility index that Dave and I talk about a lot, surged 6 points to as a high as 24.8 amid this broad market sell-off, hitting the highest level since May. The so-called fear gauge looks at prices of options on the S&P 500 to track the level of fear on Wall Street. So we saw airlines, they got hit as investors reassessed whether travel among consumers would live up to high expectations. Shares of United, Delta, and American sinking about 5%. Key stocks linked to global economic growth, that fell. Boeing shed about 5%. General Motors and Caterpillar dropped more than 2%. So, as I mentioned, the oil prices, that fell on fears of slowing growth. You have OPEC agreed to begin phasing out production cuts. Energy stocks then were, of course, the worst performers. You had ConocoPhillips. They were off more than 3%. ExxonMobil lost about 4%. Then we talked to WTI had shed about 7.8%. And so, again, you see a lot of messages coming out pretty strong indicating not everyone is really so gung-ho on this great rebound in this recovery that we're having in our economy. So I don't know, Butch. It's going to be a busy week of earnings. You have 9 Dow components that are set to report, and 76 S&P companies are going to provide some quarterly updates. With the hit on the airlines today, you have United and American Airlines. They're going to report. And so lots of stuff going on this week in the markets. But, boy, what a way to start. What a way to start Monday off. Although, you know, going into the weekend, you know, the Dow tumbled on Friday also. So, and the headlines out there, you know, you can read them. And it's just there aren't any really good spots that you're going to see out there as far as things to learn from. They're still trying to get the infrastructure through, $2.3 trillion, and all the little fat that goes in there with it. And, you know, but the key words are inflation. People are beginning to, you know, we want to know a little bit more about what the Fed is actually saying about inflation. You know, how long? You know, what does transitory really mean as when it comes to inflation? What is the timeline?
You know, I have my first article here about inflation. It's they're admitting something that I didn't think they'd admit about inflation. When you finish, I'll read a little bit of the article because I think it's very powerful going along with what you're saying.
And, well, I mean, you know, you can go ahead and do what you need to do.
Well, this is, I mean, I was kind of surprised they admitted it. Said inflation is starting to weigh on consumer confidence and spending. Last week, U.S. CPI inflation for June rose a stunning 0.9% month-to-month or 11% a year. Now, that's quite significantly higher than it was admitted to about a week ago, 5-point-something. It's over doubled. And, folks, I would say it's over double that easy. But anyway, placing it among the highest sequential inflation readings in the past 40 years. Sure, much of the reading can be chalked up to used cars, prices, airline tickets, which are unlikely to continue to rise at this pace and may actually fall back. Still, food inflation rose 0.8%. Energy inflation rose 1.5%. Rents went up 0.5%. When food and energy rent prices rise like this, it inevitably starts to crimp consumption-related activity. That may be what we are now seeing. The rest of the piece will focus. Recently released University of Michigan Consumer Survey for June. Anyway, I want to talk about how the people are losing confidence because obviously it can hide inflation. They could, if it was 2%, it would be absorbed maybe. But 11% that they admit to, Melody, that's admitted to. And you and I both know it's at least double that. But they're admitting to 11%. So people are starting to see it and they're starting to cut back a little bit and they have to. If you can't cover the inflation, how are you going to spend any more money than what you, I mean, how are you going to spend money for other things if you can't even pay your bills? People are starting to get a little concerned. I know personally, I'm looking at what's happening. It concerns me. I still have to eat every day and pay bills, utilities, and everything else. But 11% admitted to, how long has it been since they admitted to 11%, Melody? How long has it been since you heard that?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while. They don't admit to anything. So it's But the whole point is, you know, it comes back to the dollar. It all comes back to the fiat dollar. It all comes back
to... Of course.
And, you know, I was reading an article today about the amount of money that is sitting in bank deposits. And, you know, if all that money comes out and starts flooding the economy, that's going to make inflation even worse. So, you know, all their little stimulus that they did, it just created a worse problem. And sure, they were able to keep the system going again. Here comes all your bailouts that they've done for all the too big to fails. And then you have all of these companies. You know, we talked about the airline last week that, hey, they made a profit thanks to government bailout. And but now things not so much. And, you know, they start talking about a new the variant, the Delta and so forth. Be what it may, it will have an impact on the economy, period. And you can't deny that.
I have two grandsons here from Colorado. I picked up the airport Saturday. And I was showing them today a silver dollar. And the latest price I saw on a silver dollar on an ad was about $38, $37.95, something like that. And I was showing them a silver dollar, showing them this is what I carry in my pocket as a young man. This is a silver dollar. This is real silver. And I said, this was worth a dollar. In up to 1964, $1 could have bought this because this piece of paper is backed by this. Now that this is taken away, it takes 38 of these pieces of paper to purchase one silver dollar. And Melody, when you think about it, it's hard to explain this to somebody, but those paper dollars are still, I don't care if they're 38 of them or 100 of them, they're still worthless. So far, you can trade them for silver or other things of value. But one day, you won't have enough to buy one silver dollar because they'll be worth more than paper all put together. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, of course I do.
And I showed them a $50 gold piece. It's worth about $2,000, about $1,900 now, I think it is. If I'm wrong, correct me there. I don't know the current prices. But I said about $1,900 will buy this money here that was $50 back in 1930. This was $50. You could buy a couple cows to, you know, for this back then for $50, and they're going to cost a couple thousand or better to buy a butcher, you know, the meat. So I'm trying to explain to them what real money is. And coming from a society, and they're almost 13, coming from society today, my son didn't know, because I didn't know for a long time. So I'm teaching something brand new to them they never heard of. As far as the youth and most adults think today, a green piece of paper is still a dollar. They really believe that. But we know it's not. But I thought it's interesting to be able to share that with them and see the look in their eyes when they finally understood what I was saying.
Or that. Do you think they really understood?
Yeah, I think they got it. Yeah, they understood
good.
That one time in my pocket I carried real silver. Today I carry a piece of paper.
Right. Good.
And it takes
good.
40
good
of those
job.
Pieces of paper to get one of those real silver ones. But again, one day when that dollar is not accepted for anything, you can cash in all you want of them, but they're not going to buy anything because they're worthless. So they're worthless right now. We just believe it's okay, so we keep on using them. But they're worthless right now. Every time we make a deal with paper money, we're actually defrauding someone of real property. Now, I know people want to hear that because the people that take the paper actually think you're making a good deal. I've done it. We all do it every day. But we're still defrauding people, giving them worthless paper for something of value. That's just the way it is. It's not just here, it's worldwide.
Right.
Go ahead, I'll shut up and let you talk a minute.
That's fine. But we also saw, you know, when we're talking about inflation, so we have record steel prices. Mm-hmm. You know, they look at it as it's a great thing that prices have boomed worldwide this year, smashing record after record. We've talked about, you know, a lot of other products, but here we have steel. Roaring industrial demand is propelling those rallies, with plants straining to boost supply after lying dormant during the pandemic. On top of that, powerhouses China and Russia are trying to limit exports to help other industries at home. Here you go, steel.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, who would have thought?
Yep.
And who does it benefit? You know, it's... There's a lot of things going on. We're not going to have time to talk about them because Greg will be coming onto the program. But we're talking about some headlines today where China's threatening to nuke Japan if they intervene in Taiwan. You have the Philippines.
Yeah, they're actually running their exercises near Taiwan. They're doing beach, incursions near Taiwan to warn Taiwan don't do this. And now with the Philippines run a warship out of the waters. I mean, literally run them off. The things are heating up really big time.
You know, and it was true. You had the administration come out and say to the China that, I'm not quite sure which exactly. I don't know if it was about the hacking, and says we'll hold China accountable. Well, how are you going to hold China accountable? You don't go around. How are you going to hold them accountable?
I agree.
This is China. And then there was another one about China's buying up American farms.
Well, they've been doing that for years.
Well, first it was Japan, then it was, whoever and ever. But this is China. I think this is just a tad a little bit different because, look how much they buy. And they're buying up farms.
How much do we owe them, actually, as a nation?
Yeah, boatload.
Boatloads. And, we see real estate going through the roof. I mean, literally, houses are selling within 10 minutes but this for sale sign put up. And now we see the Justice Department is going to take a look at the real estate cartel, I guess you say, the realtors, because they're overpricing with their interest rates for selling the houses. And now we have the Justice Department interfering with the housing companies, housing businesses. So where's it going? I mean, what's happening? Well, are we getting so dishonest even as a nation of selling houses? We have to have the Justice Department intercede. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's getting more absurd all the time.
I know. Just going back to this farmland stuff. I mean, China, and you know what? Granted, if you figure out how many millions of acres of total American farmland, yeah, this is just a little bit of a fraction. I don't think any country should own farmland in America.
No.
I don't care if it's Canada.
Nor should we either.
I don't care. I don't care if it's Canada. I don't care if it's any other European country. I don't care who it is. Other countries should not own our land. I don't care if it's 1 acre or 1 million acres. And And we've known everybody's been doing it, and yet we allow it to happen. It's just, and then we wonder why we're losing our position in the world, among other, there's other things that are doing it, but that's just one. Anyway, that just kind of got my goat. So we'll be right back with Mr. Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay with us. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And our special guest today is Mr. Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. We always enjoy when he's here. So let me say hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
And I will start off with a question yesterday in the break. This is last week, U.S. CPI inflation for June rose at a stunning 0.9% month-to-month or 11% annually.
See, this whole idea of the Fed's transitory deal, and the big players are in the computers, of course. The algorithms are reading all this because if you go down to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, really you realize, wow, this is just a faux front. This is just, you know, people in their offices and their computer programs, AI running this, and AI is watching this. That's who's doing the trading, not the market makers on the floor. You know, that was, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. That's gone. But they're watching this and these big flows of money in and out. And you've been hearing, and I've been reporting on this, how there's lots of people talking about a big crash. And Michael Burry, who says it's two orders of magnitude, which is 100 times worse. He was a big short guy, Dr. Michael Burry, who's you know, the guy featured in the movie The Big Short, where he bet against subprime and said, this is all crap. This is just a little bit of crap and a bunch of good stuff. This is basically all crap. And he betted against it. And, you know, he famously said, I don't have to worry about position limits. You know, he was early, though. And so, and I'll make a point to my story here in just a minute, but he was early. He was in 2007. Everybody was partying in 2007. And you know what happened in 2008? It blew sky high, and the entire real estate edifice was destroyed, commercial, residential, the whole thing. And I think that's coming again, because you can't have an unhealthy commercial real estate market and some crazyville in the at least nationwide, in the residential real estate market. And so, he was early. And so the guys have been calling for this just here in this latest round. And this is worse. I mean, let's just start with Dr. Michael Burry. He says it's two orders of magnitude worse than 2008, which is, I thought it was 20 times. I had a reader correct me. He said, no, it's 100. I mean, you don't make a call that big and are wrong. Charles Denner was on my air, said, yeah, we could go up some, and it did, but it's going to crash. Bo Pony, yeah, it could go up some, but I'm looking at it crashing. Incidentally, he thinks the dollar is going to end up being the glue that melts and that is holding this together. Without the dollar, if the dollar tanks, and I think it will, the whole thing comes down. That's the glue. It's not the stock market or the bond market or the, you know, oh, the 10-year treasury is 1.18%. Had a big down cycle today. You know, if you're getting paid in confetti, what kind of a bond do you have? If you're, oh, my stocks are up 30%. True. Yeah, the dollar's down 30%. My stocks are up 15%. Okay, the dollar's down 40%. Whoa, what? We're going to pay in dollars. And so you have Jeffrey Gundlach, same thing. You have multiple people calling for this big. They're not all going to be wrong. Now when you're making a call this big. Now, are they early? Oh, God, they look wrong. Yeah, you always look wrong when you're early. As a reporter, I've been early on a lot of stories, and people looked at me like, what? This didn't happen, and nobody else is reporting this. Yeah, I'm first. I'm early. And so we got a taste of that today. I mean, the market was down, what, almost 1,000 points? And who the hell would be catching that falling knife? That's AI. They're pushing the market around, but still lost almost 2%. I mean, 670-something points. Sorry, I don't mean that. If I cursed, I said hell or something, but I didn't drop in any F-bombs. I'm sorry. But, I mean, people are at risk. People don't really. They look at the stock market like, oh, it's always going to come back. And, you know, this is, in my humble opinion, the normalcy bias. Oh, that's just, they won't let it happen. They didn't want 2008 to happen, but they got caught with their pants down, and 2008 did happen. And they don't want this market to fall out of bed, especially if they is a Democrat coming into the 2022 election. You want to get voted out of office, have the markets all crash. And Nenner and Polney also are saying that, and this is an outrageous call until it's not, that by 2022, sometime in 2022, I want to say late 22, that the Dow will be 5,000. Now, what does the world look like when the Dow is 5,000? And how does that all unfold? You can't have, listen, weak currencies don't make for strong markets. Weak currencies don't make for robust countries. Weak currencies make for weak countries. And, you know, our currency is, unfortunately, everybody else has been doing the same thing. That's why if you measure it against the Dixie, the USDX, you know, it's just a bunch of crappy currencies, you know, jockeying for position against one another. But against gold, I mean, look what happened with gold today. Gold, it was pretty much flat, 1811. You know, the change is minimal. You know, that could be just a few people trying to get some liquidity. I just don't look at the metals as a short term. You know, you could be early with this and be wrong. But long term, there's no way you're wrong. There's no way. And there's a story on Zero Hedge talking about, you know, about what the silver price would be if it was not manipulated. If it wasn't manipulated, it's a pretty long deal. This is just one story, but we can all agree that markets are manipulated. They paid fines for it. My gosh. They was manipulated because they were found, JP Morgan and others, Deutsche Bank, were found guilty of manipulating the metals market. So that happened. It's a fact. And, you know, they're talking that silver should be $226. It sounds crazy, but, you know, it was $50 in 1980. We don't have fourfold inflation since 1980. Back before you could do all this naked short selling and all the crazy stuff they could do day in and day out with the derivatives market. And that's the other thing that people are falling into this normalcy bias. Oh, they'll just bring it back. Oh, it'll be okay. Oh, and I just keep thinking of the Forrest Gump movie, and then one day it was over just like that.
Yep. That's what I believe.
I mean, and I think, and I will tell you, and I believe this, I'm just, you know, interview a lot of people, and the one person that's been really, and both Nenner and Polney have reached a consensus. They both do this psycho work from different viewpoints. I mean, Nenner's a brilliant guy. He worked for Goldman, right? He's not bullish on the dollar. And you look at what they're doing. They want this $3.5 trillion package, and the rest of the world's watching this going, and you want us to take your dollars for all this stuff that we build for you. What? And, you know, and that's how does the dollar die? Well, inflates. So I think if the dollar's going to be is the glue, and you melt that glue, and the bond market and the stock market and a lot of stuff, you know, and what happens if the Fed says, oh my gosh, we can't have this thing worth zero, we're going to have to raise rates some, we'll be behind the curve. That's what it was. That's the whole story of the 70s. They raised rates, but they were always behind the inflation curve. They raised rates, but never enough to, until Paul Volcker came in and said, what? People are investing in gold? No, they're not. They're going to invest in treasury bonds. We're going to raise rates to 22% or 20% or whatever they ended up with. You know, you could, back, I'm already showing my age, but back in the early 80s, you couldn't give away a 10% interest rate on a CD.
Wow.
You couldn't. People would turn them down. I think some of the highest rates on CDs ended up being 15%. My uncle, God rest his soul, I don't think he graduated from high school, but damn, it doesn't mean he's not smart. He was smart. And he knew what was going on back in the day. And he called my dad like in 1990 or 91 when it was when the Treasury was 8.5%. And we had a 30-year, and for a long time we didn't have one. But, you know, he said, God, Steve, lock up your money for all you can right now at 8.5%. And he said, because interest rates are never going to be lower. They're never going to be higher. They're going to go down, down, down from here, down. I said, how do you know this? He says, because Japan just locked up $30 billion at 8.5% for 30 years. There's no way that they're wrong about this with that big of a bet. And sure enough, it was never higher from that day on.
Wow.
And so I just think that big turns in the, we're at the bottom of the interest rates. There's no way they can stay where they are. I mean, even though 10-year treasuries dropped down to 1.18%, which is a reflection of, wow, this thing's really slowing down. Well, you have 14 million people on the federal dole. I mean, supposedly they cut that back. I think that they cut it from 600 a week. Well, who would work if you were making 600 a week? You make 600 a week at McDonald's? Maybe if you're a manager. Right?
Right.
So the inflation rate now is, what did you say, month over month, it's 11%? Is that right?
11% is what they're admitting to, 11%.
What's the article that said that?
I mean, I'll tell you.
I don't doubt you, I believe you.
It's entitled, Inflation is Starting to Weigh on Consumer Confidence and Spending.
And who's the publisher?
Well, you know, I didn't have that with me, but it came out of USCPI.
Well, I know their official year-over-year number is for the total year is 5.4%, which, you know, these are people that wanted 2% inflation. Well, you got that 2.5 times.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Or 1.5 times more than what you wanted, 2% to 5.5%, something like that.
Double
that. And I don't think there's no putting this genie back in the bottle. I just don't think you're going to be able to do it. And it's not just going to be a price increase. I think you're going to see empty shelves. I don't know if you guys have noticed this when you go out shopping. My wife and I went to Home Goods. We just wanted like a fan or something. Yeah, well, we're not getting very much in. Well, so whatever's on the truck. Well, you're going to get this item back? I don't know if we'll be able to get that. You know, they have all these shipping containers, and they're having a hard time getting product in. Everywhere you go, having a hard time getting product in.
That's true. Even groceries. Yeah, even groceries.
Well, and I think it's not going to be a matter of inflation. This weekend, I spent redoing the faucets in my house. And I put them in a few years ago. It's a Delta faucet. I don't understand. It's a lifetime warranty. So I don't understand how this thing can be built this bad. But, you know, they start, you put them under pressure. So I'm doing them. So I'm like, wow, you know, I'm afraid. You know, it shuts off the water. It's fine. It's irritating. But, you know, I'm going to go replace these. They're under warranty. So I took two of them back. I took them to Home Depot. They were very nice to me. I went back in the back, and you know how many faucets they had back there of this style? Two. When are you going to get more of them? We don't know. So I'm getting the last two faucets. I had three in my master bath, two in my master, one in my spare, my other bathroom. I had two baths, and so I'm thinking I've already replaced it a year ago, and then these other two are just. I think it's not going to be a problem that they're going to be, you know, from $67 to $87. And so, no, we can't get them. Sorry. And then one of them goes bad. You know, it's so bad, it's like gravel. So I replaced them. I'm replacing, buying air filters. I'm buying whatever I think I might need that they might not be able to get in a supply chain. It's not even an inflation thing. Is if you need it and it's double the price, you're going to pay it. But if you need it and it's double the price, and, oh, by the way, we can't get that for 4 months. Oh, what?
Yep.
And that's what I think you're seeing. And this is COVID thing. They're wanting to lock us down again. They're already locking down. You know, that Toronto is, people don't realize this. You know that Toronto in Canada is locked down and has been locked down like we were for, you know, the meat of this this total pandemic lockdown garbage.
That's true.
They're locked down. They'd like to try that again. I don't think they'll be able to pull it off. I hope they're not. But they, you know, Toronto, Canada is locked down. Oh, no, by the way, until this pandemic is completely over, we're not going to have any more voting. They did. That's what they did. This is a fact. I can't make this up.
Well, in France is facing 6 months in jail for entering a bar or restaurant without a COVID pass. 6 months in jail. And if the business owner doesn't check, he's facing a year in jail.
And check this out. So the adverse reactions, okay, the VARS report, that's vaccine adverse reactions, right? And there went from 9,000 to 11,000 deaths in a week.
Yep.
Okay. So Harvard, this is, I got the report. This is Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare did a study from, and they used from December of 07 to September of 2010. They looked at VARS, you know, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VARS. And they figured out, and this is on page 6, that less than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported, events in general. So a death or a stroke or a paralysis, or those are all the events. Whoa, wait. Back that up. What? Less than. Let's just say it's a percent. So the 11,000 is times 100. We've had a million deaths from this crap. Or let's just say Harvard's just stupid. I mean, they're just stupid people up there at Harvard, okay? So let's say they missed it by half. Let's just do it by 50 times. So you had 11,050. So wait. You had 550,000 deaths, not 9,000, not 11,000 deaths. Are you hearing me on this?
And not only that, Greg, but they finally brought it all together and figured it all out. 84% of the women who were pregnant when they got the vaccine aborted their baby. The baby was killed. 84%. Yeah. They finally got the figures together and found out what it was.
So now we see that these Democrats, and most of these Democrats, have got 19 out of 20 have gotten it or will get it. They're in this death cult of course, we don't want to talk about, as Marty Makary, Dr. Marty Makary from Johns Hopkins said, half of America, did say this a month ago, I think more than a month ago, but at least a month ago, half of Americans already have natural immunity. That's 165 million people already have natural immunity. And it's better than the crap they're sticking in your arm, obviously, because what do you keep hearing? We just had a baseball game cancel up in Boston, and three of their pitchers who were, quote, fully vaccinated, unquote,
right,
got COVID. Oh, really? Oh, and the Texas Democrats had escaped because they didn't want to vote on the stopping election fraud. Yeah, I guess they've got five people now that fully vaccinated have COVID. Oh, really? Okay, so now let's back up to May 18th, where the Nobel Prize winner in medicine, 2008, Dr. Luc Montagnier, said that they are silent about the phenomenon known as antibody-dependent enhancement. So you get this vaccine, quote-unquote, this experimental gene trial, and then he goes on and says, while it's understood that viruses mutate causing variants, French virologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier contends that it's the vaccine that's creating the variants. They're calling them breakthroughs. They know this. It's antibody dependent enhancement, ADE. They know this. That's what they call in the breakthroughs. Oh, breakthrough. Oh, it's a break. Oh, you touched a rail and you got COVID again. No, you got COVID from the vaccine because it created a mutation, a mutant, a variant.
That's true.
Wow. Hey, we're heading into break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul and along with Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. And during the break, we were talking about all the successful things that people can do to protect themselves against these viruses. And the sad thing is they don't tell anybody about it. It's a big secret, and it's all about the vaccines. And I've said from day one, it's like, Greg, why aren't they studying and giving out information on how to get better when you get it instead of just the vaccines?
Because I think the medical community is bought and paid for.
Exactly.
I think the medical community is a bunch of Mangala madmen that ought to be tried under the Nuremberg Code. They told us, listen to how evil this is, okay? Listen up, doctors, you weasels that done this. You told people to get this experimental shot and didn't tell them it was experimental gene therapy where the maker had no liability, okay? That's the first thing you did. You misinformed people by not giving them real information about so they can make an informed decision on taking this, you weasel doctors out there, okay? You medical, Mangala medical madmen, criminal weasels. You ought to be tried and hung like the doctors at Nuremberg. You told us that hydroxychloroquine did not work and was dangerous. That's a lie, and dozens of peer-reviewed studies back that up. That's a lie, you weasels. You told us that ivermectin didn't work and it was dangerous, and that's another lie, and there are dozens and dozens of peer-reviewed papers. Oh, incidentally, there's one peer-reviewed paper on hydroxychloroquine. And you know who did it? The CDC back in 2005. They were trying to figure out what they could do against a SARS virus in 2004. And said, wow, hydroxychloroquine works early on. That's one of the peer-reviewed papers that says it works, and it's at the CDC. You weasels withheld treatment. You, the medical boards, including the My Medical Board here in North Carolina, you weasel, low-life, douchebag murderers, you withheld treatment from people. Life-saving, peer-reviewed scientific treatment. You told doctors you would take their medical license, and they did this all over the country if you prescribed it. You low-life, dirtbag weasels. America's going to find this out, that you withheld life-saving treatment and you killed a son, you killed a daughter, you killed grandma, you killed daddy, you killed a brother, you killed a sister, you killed people. Yes, I'm upset. I'm always upset when I know that a mass murder is taking place.
Amen.
These people withheld life-saving, scientific, peer-reviewed treatments, and they're still not talking about it. And the murderous propaganda, low-life weasels that ought to be tried right along with the doctors.
Well, it's a good thing we can trust our government to do something about it, right?
Oh, yeah, they're doing something. Hey, take a vaccine. Yeah, that nincompoop, mentally deranged, mentally unqualified Vice President Biden telling us, you need to take the vaccine. What about herd immunity? We have half of Americans already have it. It's better than getting the shot. And, oh, incidentally, I think 40% of the people re-getting COVID are all people who have been fully vaccinated, about 1%,
absolutely,
according According to studies, of the people with natural immunity are getting it, and what they get is a very mild case.
And Greg Boris Johnson got two shots. He caught it. Boris Johnson.
No, he got the. He created a variant.
Yeah.
Let's just go back. Please take that in, folks. When you're talking about this variant, remember how they came out and said, oh, if you've had two shots, wear a mask. Why would they say that? Oh, because they didn't want you throwing off the variant. Is that the Delta variant? And again, look no further than the 2008 Nobel Prize winner in medicine who did groundbreaking work on HIV. Of course, he's probably one of the stupid ones. They just give that word out in the Nobel Prize to the dumbest doctor they can find. I'm sure they do. Understood that the viruses mutate, causing variants. French virologist, Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier contends that it is the vaccination that is creating the variants, end quote. Again, his quote, it is, not maybe, not might be, not it could be, it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. That's why these people, they canceled a baseball game up in Boston. What do they say? Oh, they got infected. How did they get infected? They got two shots. They were fully vaccinated. They created their own variant. And are they going to give those people hydroxychloroquine, zinc, a Z-Pak, vitamin D, vitamin C, oh, and ivermectin? Are they going to give them that early on to save their lives? Or are they going to intubate them and puncture their lungs, like what happened to my cousin? They punctured her lung. They didn't give her anything. They punctured her lung. She died. They collected $37,000. You murderous, low-life weasels. You doctors, you should have your medical license revoked. Wait until America figures out, whoa. You told me, my family, to get this shot, Dr. Smith, okay? You told me it was safe, you lying piece of garbage. And my wife died, or somebody has Bell's palsy, or my son, who's 18, now has a heart condition that's permanent. You lying piece, you didn't tell me it was experimental. You didn't tell me this was gene therapy, that they were using nanoparticle technology. You didn't tell me that the vaccine maker, in an experimental drug trial, you didn't tell me they had zero liability. You withheld information that would have saved my family. I could have given them ivermectin early on. I could have given them hydroxychloroquine. I could have given them zinc and a Z-Pak. I could have given them all that and saved their lives. But no, you sent them to the hospital to die. I'm telling you, this is what happened. The doctor's shame.
And they got paid well for telling their lives.
I'm not for violence, but I'm telling you, can you imagine? I'm mad that people are being murdered. They're
Amen.
Watching this happen. And you're not, I would keep my medical license. I don't want to prescribe ivermectin. Why not? There's multiple peer-reviewed scientific papers that says it works, including Pierre Corey. You can Google this or come on USA Watch. I can listen to this. 10 minutes of testimony in front of the U.S. Senate. Dr. Pierre Corey, he's one of the top critical care doctors in America. He's also a lung expert. Pulmonary is what they call it. Expert. And he said, I don't know why we're not giving this to people long before they get to the hospital, ivermectin. If you take it, you'll be cured. It's a wonder drug. It's a miracle drug. 45-year track record. It's safe. It works. It's safe. Did I tell you it's safe? Did I tell you it works?
And you know what's interesting, Greg, is how many people who so-called get diagnosed how many people get diagnosed with COVID and they just send them home without any medication at all?
Yeah, well,
how many
of these PCR tests that they turned way up, according to the inventor of this test, to have all these false positives? You know, I had my insurance guy say, well, I got it, but I was asymptomatic. No, you weren't. You had a phony test. You were
94%
asymptomatic. That was
inaccurate.
A lie. Oh, you can get it. You can get it if you touch a doorknob. 1 in 10,000 chance. That's a lie.
So those tests are 94% inaccurate. Those tests are not accurate, and they know it.
They know it because they want to scare you into getting a vaccine. And this is why I say to people, fear not. Don't put your trust in them. Fear not.
Amen.
I mean, I try to give good info. Hosea, right? Pastor Butch, my people die for lack of knowledge.
Hosea 4:6.
My people die for lack of knowledge. What do I do? I'm trying to give you knowledge. God's not mad at me for giving people knowledge. He'd be mad at me if I was lying to him, but I'm not. I'm telling you, I can source all this stuff. This is outrageous. And please, I know I'm being redundant. I know I am, but people need to understand half of America, according to Dr. Marty McAree at Johns Hopkins, which I think is a pretty sound medical institution, says that half of America has natural immunity, and, quote, natural immunity works. And he says it's the biggest failure of medical leadership not to be discussing the half of Americans. We're not talking about a few million people. We're talking about 165 million people have natural immunity and don't need any vaccine, and you don't need any of this crap anyway. It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental gene-editing drug trial. You know, they tried this on cancer, and a lot of the animals they injected with this garbage died.
That's right.
This is outrageous. I know I'm pissed. I know I'm screaming. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be screaming. But they are murdering people, and they're watching you die. Oh, well. Hey, honey, let's go after dinner tonight. I'd like to go to our favorite French restaurant. I made a bunch of money telling people to get this vaccine, which they know is an experimental drug trial. It's called an emergency use authorization. That's what it is, an EUA. They're pushing to get that taken away. They're pushing the FDA to make it approved. These weasels, as these deaths mount and the injuries mount, Pfizer and Moderna is pushing the crooked, murderous FDA along with the crooked, murderous CDC, which incidentally, about half the people have not taken this quote-unquote vaccine, which is an emergency use authorization experimental gene therapy drug trial where the makers at Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson have zero liability if you lock your jaw or have a heart attack or keel over dead from a giant bunch of blood clots in your brain, which all happen. So please, 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 what do you take away from this? Even if you've had the shot, listen, don't listen to these weasels. Get a hold of Ivermectin. See if your doctor will give it to you. See if your murderous, low-life doctor will give you a peer-reviewed, scientific cure if you get COVID again. Oh, incidentally, this is my best favorite part. So you get your fully vaccinated, which creates a variant, okay? Fully vaccinated. Guess what the variant is resistant to? Oh, the shot you just took. This is according to Luke Montagnier. So get ivermectin, get hydroxychloroquine. Don't take one. Take them all. Take them all. They're safe. Hydroxychloroquine, 65-year drug. I mean, I heard some ambulance person. Well, I heard there's a heart problems. Oh, really? So this is a 65-year-old drug, and in year 64, it's developed a heart arrhythmia problem. Really? Really? So it's escaped all that for the last 64 years. And when we have COVID, we have a heart problems with it. You understand what I'm saying? They lied about everything. These weasels lied about it. I'm telling you what, the doctors that are pushing this, they should be tried for murder, manslaughter. They should be tried. You withheld treatment. I got a general studies degree. You're telling me that I know more? So I know more than medical doctors that went to medical school? That I'm better read than the medical doctors? Really? The doctors got nowhere to go on this. And if you go to your doctor, I'm not going to prescribe you ivermectin, but you're a quack. Yeah, he's a quack and a murderous quack he is. They're a quack. They're a murderous, corrupt quack. There are dozens and dozens of peer-reviewed papers that back the effect, the safety, and the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, Z-Pak, ivermectin. Those are my top two. But I get the three things I would get. I'd get zinc. I'd get ivermectin. Number one would be ivermectin. And I would get hydroxychloroquine. And if I got sick at the first inkling of being sick, boom, shakalaka, I'd take it.
Makes
Sorry.
Sense to me.
I know.
Makes
I'm always mad. Me. I'm always angry when I know people are being murdered.
Hey, Greg, there are times to be angry.
We should be.
This, yes. Right now, we should be very angry.
I fired my doctor over this, a quack.
Good.
I had this conversation with my doctor, and I know more now than I did before, and I beat him down at every turn. Well, if you get the COVID shot, you won't get COVID. That's a lie. That's not true. In Israel, I think it's 40% of the people that are being reinfected have been fully vaccinated. You're talking about permanent heart damage from this crap. You're talking about no off switch for it. This is a nanotechnology that they inject into you. You can inject it into a muscle, and 10 minutes later, it could be around your heart. That's how fine the particles are. They don't know what's going to happen with this crap. They have no idea. That's what Mark Zuckerberg said that was released by. That video was released by Project Veritas. He's sitting on having a conference call. Well, we don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't think there's a single leader that got the real deal. I'll tell you that right. The Bush is, oh, we're up your sleeve. Oh, we're getting the shot. No. They're not getting this. No, none of the tech people, none of the tech top people. You think Mark Zuckerberg, after going on, go, what? We don't know what's going to happen. Well, you think he got this with his family? You think he sterilized his wife? Do you think Mark Zuckerberg, do you think any of these people got this garbage other than the shot of saline? No, they didn't get this. Did you hear a single leader? Did you hear of a single leader having an adverse reaction? And there are many. Do you know that the adverse reactions for the, what was it, the Legionnaires' disease, they had about 4,000, was it that? Legionnaires, what was it? 60 Minutes did a story. After 4,000 adverse reactions from bars, they were wanting to shut it down. We've had 11,000, and less than 1% get reported. They just keep, we're going to go on with, oh, we're going to get vaccine passports. Don't do it, folks. Don't you do it. You're killing yourself. You have no idea what's going to happen to you.
Amen.
You have no idea.
Amen.
And just because nothing happens to you in the first 2 weeks doesn't mean something will happen to you in 2 months or 6 months or whatever. Cliff High says that this is the data he's gotten off of multiple data searches, that 60% will die prematurely.
Wow. I agree.
Hey, Greg. Hey, we're out of time, and I really want to thank you. We just had some incredible information today. Thank you for sharing it with us. And we'll be back tomorrow. And so, folks, until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. USAWatchdog.com. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I knock in your way.